pause recording button.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I'm posting in my own right today, not as the iTalk podcast, because I'm answering a question, or I'm going to attempt to answer a question posed by Wild Firefly. And that is, how do you take care of your cat if you are visually impaired? Well, I am in the lucky position that Rob, my husband, is fully sighted, and so is our daughter Jodie, who's 11. But what I would say is, you were asking about litter trays. Well, firstly, I would say if it's a kitten, and it say you're getting it from a rescue place or wherever you get it from, ask them what kind of litter they've been using in the tray, because we have two cats. We have a grown-up cat who's 5, and we have she's nearly a year old, our little one Mitzi, so she's still a young cat. And when Mitzi came to us, we used almost like bits of wood. It isn't exactly wood, but it's that kind of thing in the litter trays, and Mitzi didn't like it, and she would have accidents, she would go elsewhere. So we found out what litter that they'd used for her previously, and we got the same one, and she was absolutely fine and much happier to use the litter trays. The other thing I would say is, we were advised by the vet to have more, well, you can have one tray if you've got one cat. They recommended, because we've got two cats, that we have three trays, so one each and then an extra one, because cats are very, very clean animals. They're very fastidious, and if, you know, a tray is used a bit, they will not go in it. They will, you know, they won't be too happy to go in it. So the other thing I would say is, it's better to clean the tray out more often, which probably makes more sense as a VI, because it makes it easier for you, really. If you've got a bin outside that you can just empty the tray into, then that's easier than faffing about trying to empty the tray contents into a bag or anything like that. You could just put it straight into the bin and then give it a scrub out the tray. But you can even line the tray with newspaper, so that stops you having to scrub it out quite so much. You can do that to make it easier for yourself. The other thing I would do, I would make sure about the cat's diet. Ask them what they've been feeding the cat on, because certain things can make our cats a little bit sick. You know, if they have too much rich food, it's nice to give them a treat every now and again. You know, they love a little bit of chicken or a little bit of tuna. They both like cheese, actually, which I don't know whether that's usual for cats, but we only ever give them a tiny bit, because too much can make them sick, and then you've got the hassle of kind of, you know, finding where they've been sick and cleaning it up. So just, you know, go carefully with what you feed them, I would say. But more than anything, I would say have fun and don't worry about it too much, because any problems, if you're getting your cat from a rescue place or from someone who's, you know, a breeder who's reputable, you can ask them for any advice. Usually they will keep in touch with you. When we got Mitzi, our young one, we only got her last year. She was a birthday present for Jodie, and the lady who had rehomed her with us kept in touch with me over the period of time where we had Mitzi neutered, and her first vaccinations. We kept in touch by text, and she asked how Mitzi was doing, and I'd keep in touch with her, so you have that support afterwards. So that's really nice. So they might do that for you. Also, you can always ask your local vet for any advice. They're always happy to help with anything. But, you know, more than anything, I would really say have fun. Cats are very independent creatures, so you don't really have a lot of hassle with them. Ours will take themselves off and they'll just curl up on a bed or in a quiet corner if they're a bit nervous of strangers coming into the house. Ours are both house cats at the moment, because we live near quite a busy road, but we're going to fence off the garden properly so they can go in the garden without being able to get out and get near the road, so at least they'll have some outdoor space. But you don't have to let cats out, they can be house cats, and they can be quite happy as house cats. You can get really good scratch poles and activity sets for cats, where they can climb and scratch, and, you know, different levels for them to climb on, which, you know, if you're worried about them going out as a VI, then, you know, if you want to keep your cat in the house, then you can do that quite happily, really. But yeah, I would say really it's just trial and error, really, but just enjoy it, and you know, the trays are going to be your main thing, but just, you know, keep on top of it, clean them out regularly, and then you won't really have any problems because your cat will probably be quite happy to use the tray and not, you know, not mess in the house. So I hope that helps. If you have any other questions, feel free to get back to me. And I wonder if anybody else who's got cats will have any further advice. I'd be interested to know, because like I say, I'm lucky. Rob does a lot of the cleaning up of, you know, he'll always, Rob or Jodie will see if our cats have been sick or anything, so they're all, you know, they're around, so you know, you've got that. But get some decent, just in case it has any accidents, as a kitten. I don't think you said how old it was, whether it's a tiny kitten or whether it's a, you know, nearly full grown cat, but get some, you know, some good cleaning stuff. What I was told by the vet, and this is a handy tip, if your cat has an accident on your carpet or, you know, on something that needs cleaning, biological soap powder is one of the only things that will get the smell and out of your, say, carpet, and will stop the cat re-offending. Because if you don't clean it properly, the cat will smell the scent. Even if you can't smell it, they will, and they will go back and have an accident, use the same place in your house or whatever to go to the toilet again. But biological soap powder gets the smell out, so that they won't reuse that area. But the other thing is a VI, you will smell, if your cat litter tray is overdue cleaning, you'll smell it, you'll know. If you walk into your house, you'll think, oh, you know, and you'll know when the cat's used it as well, because without being too graphic, but cat poo smells, it really smells. So you'll know, and then you can go and clean it out. You're happy because you haven't got the smell. Your cat's happy because it's got a clean litter tray. Anyway, enjoy your new friend, and have fun. And if you've any other questions, feel free to post here or get back to me in a direct message. And I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening.